You're listening to SBS News.
Last year saw dozens of Australian schools closed for deep cleaning after exposure to the coronavirus and tens of thousands of students learning from home for the first time. Teachers groups say Australia could avoid more school shutdowns this year by giving staff the vaccine when it becomes available. Currently, teachers are not featured in Australia's vaccine rollout plan, meaning they will only be able to get the jab when their age group or medical status permits. Secretary of the Independent Education Union, Mark Northam, says the Australian government should change that.
We believe that our members in schools should be included in either phase one or phase two of the rollout. We believe that education should not be disrupted in 2021. We don't see it as a race at all. We're not jockeying for a position. We're just tapping the federal government on the shoulder and saying, let's get us up there. It only takes one student or one staff member to close a school down, and we don't want to see that in 2021.
Other nations are taking or considering different approaches. Russia gave its teachers access to its Sputnik V vaccine in the first priority group, and a British petition to give teachers vaccine priority has now garnered almost 500,000 signatures. Mr. Northam says while teachers did an incredible job adapting to the pandemic in 2020, it was not easy, and some are concerned about returning to work this week.
Naturally, our members are concerned about returning to school. They've demonstrated that they can manage complex situations and pivot education around to online. They've done really the work of magicians in schools. We're enormously impressed with the work that our members have done. But it is very difficult for a teacher to operate in a mask inside a classroom, as you could imagine.
Australia's vaccine rollout plan gives priority to those with increased risk of exposure to the virus and then to those with increased risk of developing severe illness. Australian Medical Association Vice President Chris Moy told SBS News that while teachers definitely fill an essential role in society, that role is not particularly high risk for contracting COVID-19.
Urgency is there, but urgent relative to others, and they will need to look at this the ranking in a quite a long queue. For example, I think hotel quarantine and aged care and residents and staff and hospital frontline staff or police are going to be probably much higher because their risk is going to be higher. So we need to look at a combination of risk and who's likely to get sick and severe disease when making these decisions.
Australia revised its vaccination plan on Monday to include children aged 16 and up in phase 2B of the rollout, which originally only guaranteed over 18s a chance to get the jab. The vaccine plan says children under the age of 16 will only be immunised if medical advice suggests it's warranted. But when Australia approved its first coronavirus vaccine, Pfizer-BioNTech, on Monday, it only approved it for use in people over the age of 16, meaning an additional approval would need to be made before younger children could be immunised. Infectious disease paediatrician and director of Australia's National Centre for Immunisation Research and Surveillance, Professor Christine McCartney, says it will likely be years, not months, before younger children can get vaccinated.
Although a number of COVID-19 vaccines are licensed in other countries, there are no vaccines registered for anyone younger than 16. So it will be some time, probably not even 2021, before we see COVID-19 vaccines registered for use in children. And that's really reflecting where the protection needs to be at this early stage of controlling the pandemic.
So if staff and students aren't high up the vaccine priority list, how can schools stay COVID safe in the meantime? While schools are governed by states and territories, the Australian Health Protection Principal Committee has given schools across the nation a set of guidelines to protect staff and students from COVID-19. These include measures like breaking off into smaller classes, rearranging classroom furniture to maximise distancing, and, where possible, staggering lunch breaks to minimise mixing between different year levels. Professor McCartney said it was important to keep these in-school distancing measures up, even as case numbers remain close to zero.
There's so many measures that work together, and I think it's only going to be a tweak to these, if at all, in early 2021. But they have been working so well to date. This, of course, includes the way that children might, you know, congregate together, what types of activities they do, hygiene and environmental cleaning in the classrooms, having adults come to visit the school, being sure that testing rates are high and that teachers and children don't come to school if they're at all unwell and they do get tested, having those rapid public health responses that enable close testing of any contacts if a case does occur, isolation, quarantine.
Australia's vaccination program is due to begin around late February, with the first doses from Pfizer-BioNTech now on order. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Claudia Farhart, SBS News.